All right. So today on the Mind of a Football Coach podcast, we're going to be looking at routines. How do we establish routines? What are some routines that have worked for me in the past as far as being a teacher, living life, and a football coach? So those are some things we will look at today. So a couple past episodes that we've done. My last one was on a bye week, talking about was on having a bye week, excuse me, and was talking about what we do during the bye week, how we go about our business. And that's something that I'm constantly evaluating, is how do we take advantage of our bye week? How do we take advantage really of any downtime that we would have? So, you know, if you're a teacher or you're a coach and you have some downtime in the off season or things of that nature, I think about how do we take advantage of a time when we don't have a pressing thing we have to go do, like a game. So sometimes I want to do a podcast about what it's like in the off season when you have time and you have time to look at new things, to say, hey, maybe how do we do things better? I was just having a conversation with one of our coaches here in the building about how do you take advantage of clinic season. I've done a podcast on clinic season before, but how do we use that to the best of its ability, right? How do we take these new things we're learning, things we may want to try, and use them for our program? And I think a bye week's very similar. You're trying to go, hey, how do we take advantage of the opportunity in the lifetime of the opportunity? And that really, to me, in my mind, is what the bye week is all about. And I guess I'm expounding on that podcast right now. That's cool. I can do that because it's my podcast. So, you know, you're looking at how do we take the base notes of our program, the things that we do, that we hang our hat on, here. That's a lock the gates mentality. That we're when we're on the practice field, we're in the film room, we're in the weight room, we're focused, right? Nothing else matters outside of that. And when the players are gone, they're gone. That you let them have their free time and have fun, and not to bog them down with football things when they're not supposed to be, right? We don't demand our players, watch a ton of huddle. We like them to watch huddle, right? But we want them to be kids and be students first, right? And then be athletes second. So, and then also in that bye week, we're thinking about, maybe you want to add something, want to take something away. But again, it has to be congruent with what are your program beliefs? What are your philosophies? I know coming off of a bye week, you can draw up new plays. You have stuff that you like versus a team that's you're about to play, and that's good. I mean, I think one or two things is good. But I remember listening to Lincoln Riley talk about if you have too many calls that are dependent upon calling it against the perfect defense, then your play sheet's not going to be as effective because the other team coaches too, and they know their tendencies. So you're trying to run plays that are good against anything you see. And I think that percentage needs to be decently high on your play sheet. But I know during a bye week, sometimes you can start. I know I have a thing of paper in front of me. And man, you can just start drawing plays, you can get more ideas. You can watch some other people's film and get some ideas. But I think at the end of the day, it's about having some base notes in your program, your offense, your defense, your special teams, things that you have hung your hat on since the beginning of the season that your kids know, they feel comfortable with, and they can execute it. So let's transition into routine, rhythm, those types of things. So, during a football season, I think as coaches, and I think most coaches are teachers, I think that's still true to this day. I'm not 100% sure about that. I know that has changed over the course of time. But I think it's really important that we have a routine and a rhythm to our week, to our day, because I know when I feel like I'm out of rhythm, my routine's not right, then I'm not as good of a coach, not as good of a teacher. I just think it's really important that I'm locked in during the school day, during practice, during the game, right? So I can help our team and my class move forward. And so a couple thoughts on that. I think the first thing is make sure you get enough sleep. I'm somebody that loves, I just like coffee because I like the taste of coffee. But I know if I don't get enough sleep that I'm going to drink way too much coffee. I'm going to dehydrate myself. I'm going to feel bad, that kind of stuff. But I think rest is critical to being good at your job as a coach. For me, that 7 to 8 hours of sleep, get up in the morning. I don't need a long time to get ready. I get up and, get ready in the morning and then get out the door and go to school. But sleep is a big thing. If we're asking our players to sleep and to get enough rest, and we as coaches need to make sure that gets done as well, so we can be as effective as possible as we try to help our players, succeed in what they are trying to do. And I've been around long enough now in my career to know guys that, just watch film till all hours of the night and then, drinking all kinds of energy drinks to stay awake through the day. And, what's that doing to your, first of all, your physical health and your mental health? There's plenty of time to watch film, right? You get up a little early, or if you have a planning period during school, there's times to get that kind of stuff done. So it's not like you have to cram it in. You can definitely get it done. Just make sure you budget that time out so you can get your sleep, get your rest, make sure that you're ready to go for the next day. And each day is a new day. So I feel like if you're, on edge because you didn't get enough sleep, then I know for myself, I'm probably not going to respond the way I need to respond to the things that come up in a day, right? Because every day is a new day and it has new challenges. And as coaches, we have to take those challenges and then, hey, how do we learn and grow from this? And what decision are we making here for the best of the program? And I was listening to somebody talk on a podcast, and they were talking about how, for each day, you shouldn't go into a day thinking, oh, it's going to be the best day ever, because then if something negative happens or there's a challenge, right, then you're going to be disappointed. I think you just, he was talking about just take each day as it comes. And man, that was awesome. That is beautiful wisdom. Just take each day as it comes. And how do you do that effectively? There's many parts to that, but I think one of the biggest parts is getting your sleep, being well rested, being ready to go when Monday comes or Tuesday comes, things of that nature. The second thing is, man, just leave some space. Don't over schedule your day, right? I know during football season it's busy. There's a lot going on. We have homecoming week this week, and there's a lot going on. But try to leave space. Try to leave some time for thought, for prayer, for planning, for talking to people, for getting some work done. Because I know for myself, when I've overscheduled, then man, that becomes really stressful, and you don't respond the best way that you should. And I know for a while there, I was working 7 days a week, making some extra cash, even during football season, doing some different things to the house we were in at the time, trying to buy a car. And that was good money, and it served a purpose. But really going forward, that's just too much. And I think we all have different levels of that. Everybody has a different tolerance for how busy their day is, how much they can get accomplished in a day. And I think we just need to be cognizant of that as we go through our day and we schedule our day. So it's good to have a schedule, right? It's good to know what's coming, how that's happening. I have a paper calendar in front of me that I use. I also have one on my phone, just some different things you're trying to look in the future a little bit, right? So you're trying to see, hey, what do I have coming? How do I schedule this? And don't be afraid to tell people no. That's one of the things that I still struggle with to this day is telling people no, telling people that, oh, I don't have time to do that, and being polite about it, but just telling people, hey, I can't get that done if I want to be as effective as possible going forward. And, you know, the last thing I want to mention about, you know, rhythm and routine is, man, just surround yourself with good people. And I'm very fortunate here to be surrounded by great people that help our organization move forward, because that allows you to have a routine because you know what you're doing and the other coaches know what they're doing. And then you're not worried about things that you shouldn't worry about. And I think one of the biggest things that inhibits routine is you get caught in the whirlwind and you get caught in, you're just taking each minute and you don't know, you're taking in each minute and you don't know what the next minute is going to be because there's not a plan and things are chaotic. I think chaos is something that happens naturally, but as we plan and prepare as a staff, that there shouldn't be much chaos in the plan and the preparation process. As I was walking down the school hall today, I was thinking to myself about game planning, about calls we're going to make Friday night. And I thought, man, when you're making these decisions, it should be in the least stressful environment possible. So the less stressful, right, of an environment you're in when you make hard decisions, the better it is. So I like, you know, I game plan in a classroom, nobody's in there, maybe there's some music playing, and you're going through different things that could happen in a very low stress environment, because it's a bad idea to make hard decisions on Friday nights. Now there are things that come up that are unique that you have to maybe go through and process quickly, but overall, all the hard decisions that you need to make on a Friday night should have been thought through long before Friday night, and they should be made in an environment where you can slow down and think and process and go through what are the best options in this scenario. And if you surround yourself with good people, then you know what you're focusing on, they know what they're focusing on, and we can go forward and make the best decisions for our program. So I thank you all for listening. It's really a joy to do these and have people get back to me and respond about the podcast. But hope you all have a great day, and thank you all for listening to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast.